You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
Welcome to Volunteer Centre Camden's Volunteering Is. We help you find ways to give and gain through volunteering in Camden.
This is a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
Hello, I'm Angela from Volunteer Centre Camden, and today we're talking to Ivo Gormley, the founder of Good Gym, and Pritesh Mistry, who volunteers with Good Gym. Pritesh, what have you done this week?
So this week I've been to Good Gym twice, as it were. Firstly, I did a coach run, and that was visiting an elderly lady who I've been matched with. I visit her once a week and just popped over, had a chat with her, caught up with what she'd been up to this week, and just exchanged a few stories. The second side was on the Wednesday night. I came out in Camden on what we call a group run, and we actually went to the Castlehaven Centre this week to help with some reparations around their park, so helping with a pond that they've built and just helping tidying up in the park itself. On the Wednesday, we had 30 runners this week, a lot of new runners, which was really good, a lot of people trying it for the first time, and we did a short run there, helped out, did the task, and then we did a bit of a funny relay race in the park. So that was led by our trainer, who is a qualified personal trainer, and he had us doing a continuous relay for 5 minutes, which was a lot of fun but very tiring. And then we ran back to base.
You mentioned the coach run and the group run. The coach run, what's your time commitment for that?
So it is a weekly commitment. I go once a week, and the idea is that I would continue to visit this lady for as long as I can. And I normally stay for about half an hour there, just to have a chat, a cup of tea, that kind of thing.
And would it be sort of a minimum of 6 months or a year? Or
there really isn't a minimum. I mean, it is sort of doing it as long as you can. It's done in a nice way so that it's very much matched to your circumstances. Obviously, we want you to do it as long as you can. But if something gets in the way, so be it.
Sure. So now, why is it called a coach run?
So the reason it's a coach run is that this person will act as your coach. Now, quite often a lot of people have good intentions. They want to get out running, but it's very easy to say, oh, I'll not go, or the weather's not good, or, you know, it's so easy to come up with excuses. By having someone you actually have to visit, you're there and you kind of, well, I've got to go and see this person, this is what I've signed up to do. They act as your coach. And my coach is quite good. So she lives on the sixth floor in a tower block, and she always asks whether I've walked up the stairs or not. So I don't take the lift anymore. I'm not allowed to. So it's kind of so there is a coordinator at Good Gym Central in the office, and she can match to your needs in terms of how far you want to run and in what area you want to visit that person, and she will then match you up.
What impact has your volunteering had on you? It clearly keeps you fit.
Yes, yeah. A lot actually. So there's the fitness side, which is almost an arbitrary side effect, as it were, in that, I mean, I used to run anyway, but this now gets me out twice a week running, and so I definitely feel my fitness has improved. I've done a lot more sort of competitive races. I've done 3 marathons now and doing another in October. I think the most important fact for me has been actually getting out and helping people, especially since I've done the coach running. You really see that impact. And the social side of it as well. So I've actually taken a very active part in that and helped to organise some of the social things that we do. So we have monthly drinks. Recently, in fact, just last weekend, we organised a trip out to Wales where we took part in a race against a steam train. So the idea was that the steam train covered a distance of 14 miles, and we did an off-road run, and we had 30 people from different boroughs, and from Bristol, in fact, who all met up in Wales. We did the race and we had a bit of a social afterwards as well.
Now, the group runs, how do you get involved with that?
So they are advertised on the website, and they're obviously every week. And you can drop in as and when you can. We have some people that come along once and then we don't see them for a few months. I myself, just because I enjoy it so much, go on a weekly basis. Pretty much nothing stops me now. And it's really nice to go regularly because we often go back to tasks. For example, this week at Castlehaven, actually the pond that we were working on, we built that pond, and this week we were there a few weeks later to help tidy it up and add to it. So it's really nice to be involved with that community side of it, but actually see the difference that you're making.
So, Ivo, what inspired your award-winning idea?
GoodGym really came out of just frustration with the idea of gyms. So just all these people sort of disconnecting from the rest of the world and going into basements and sort of pedaling and lifting things that don't really need lifting and running nowhere. And I thought maybe there's something more useful you could do with that energy. And I was also finding out more and more about isolation and loneliness of older people and thinking that, it's ridiculous that we've got all these people sort of who need to expend more energy and who are paying loads of money to do it in gyms. And that energy is going nowhere. And on the other side of things, there are loads of older people who, you know, need that support. And then beyond that, there are loads of amazing community organisations who need work and manual labour to be done. And so what I wanted to try and do was just put those things together to make it easy for people to exercise doing good rather than in a gym.
And your idea's growing, you're opening more and more offices in more boroughs and in more cities.
It's really exciting. I mean, we don't have offices, but it's just sort of groups of runners. So, so describe what we are as, we're just a big group of runners who runs to do good. We are getting loads of interest from people all over the UK. We're in about 10 areas at the moment. We're in a lot of London boroughs. We're in Bristol. We're starting in Chelmsford very soon. And there are loads of other cities where we've got a lot of interest. So it's just very exciting. So once we've got 100 people signed up, then we try and make something happen.
And Pritesh mentioned briefly membership.
Yeah.
How does that work?
So anyone who wants to get involved can. I mean, we want it to be as easy to get involved as possible. If you want to do the runs to help older or vulnerable people, then there are various sort of safety procedures you need to go through, and we also ask you that you sort of commit to being part of it. So that's when the membership comes in. So anyone, but we really want everyone to be able to do that. So we try and make that process of doing a DBS check and the safety checking and the training as easy as possible. So the training's online and you'll get a phone call to follow that up. But we try to make that as hassle-free as possible, because we know that everyone's busy. Do you know what I mean? If you're working or even if you're looking for a job, there's so much to do and so much on everyone's plate these days that we want to try and make it as easy as possible for you to get involved in doing something good for your local community.
And thinking about getting involved, how can people find out more?
So the easiest way to get involved is just go to the website, which is www.goodgym.org. And from there you can put in your postcode and your email address, and you will be able to find out about runs in your local area. And if we're not operating yet, you can show support for us to come and start in the area that you're in. If you are in Camden, we run every Wednesday. You can just turn up at the Somerstown Community Centre at 6:45 just come and get involved. If you're worried about running not being your thing, or that you won't be able to keep up, don't worry, no one ever gets left behind. And if you send us an email to getinvolved@goodgym.org, we'll try and make sure that you're ready to go. We can give you some advice about how to get into running for the first time. Running is an important part of it, just because it helps us get where we need to get to, and also makes sure that you are sort of getting some sort of fitness benefit out of it. It's just a really exciting way to see a bit more of the area that you live in, to meet new people and to get fit at the same time, whilst also helping people that need your help.
Ivo, Pritesh, thank you very much indeed. If you'd like to find out about other ways to volunteer or your organisation looking for volunteers, visit Volunteer Centre Camden's website on volunteercentrecamden.org.uk, which also has details of our monthly volunteering fairs. Or you can arrange a one-to-one meet-up by ringing us on 020-7424-9990. Or why not email us at info@volunteercentrecamden.co.uk. Thank you for listening, and do get in touch to tell us your volunteering stories.